Healing, Still Children's Bread, written by Gilbert Adamora, narrated by Lori Morris. Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 to 26. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. In this scripture, we notice that there is an exchange between Jesus and a foreign woman about the healing of her possessed daughter. However, the Lord made it clear that his ministry then was to the lost sheep of Israel and not the Gentiles. The lost sheep of Israel were the people he referred to as the children. In the present dispensation, every child of God belongs to this privileged group. Notice also that he referred to healing as the children's bread, and that is what should be emphasized here. As a child in any home has a right to bread or food in his father's house, so it is with any child of God. You have a right to this children's bread, and all we have to do as hungry children in any home is to remind our father that there is need for this bread to be made available. The woman in question persisted and said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. This was an exhibition of faith that moved the Lord, because faith is the valuable ingredient that God looks for in men. Immediately, this qualified the woman to partake in the children's bread. Faith in God is what qualifies us to be His children. If you can remember, that was the case with Rahab and Ruth, who were foreigners but became citizens of Israel because of their faith. Faith in God is a necessary document that makes someone a citizen of heaven. This is not, however, where we are going for now. Let's see what follows. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The woman's daughter was healed instantly because of the word spoken by the Lord. Through this word she received the children's bread, which was denied her earlier. The word of God still delivers healing today, but it is mainly to those who believe. Every sick person hungers for his or her health to return, and this can be done through the word of God. Remember also the centurion referred to in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 8? And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. The centurion knew that the word only is enough to heal, and that is why he said, Speak the word only. The word of God is still able to heal today. It is, in fact, the most readily available and effective weapon of healing the believer has today. The problems we have today that may be limiting us are ignorance, unbelief, and lack of patience. Everything we need to get in life has some conditionality. Not only that, there are ways that are usually easier and other ways that are better and surer. In spiritual matters like healing, many people, including Christians, think that it is like a lottery or gaming business where your luck is the key to success. We therefore pray with uncertainty, thinking that if the Lord wills it, and by chance He hears us, we shall be healed. If that is so, then faith is of no essence. It is already the will of God that we should enjoy good health, as in reference 3 John chapter 2. God definitely has His sovereignty over issues of our lives, but His word provides definite guides, which if we follow strictly, victory and success are sure. All we need is patience and faith. For an example, see John chapter 14, verse 14.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?